This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
That time of the week again to talk to our wonderful tech guy here at Fab FM, Richard Pascoe. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul, and hello to the listeners out there as well. Now, listeners, if you have not listened to last week's episode, it is one of the funniest things you'll ever hear.
It was
not
funny.
Like today. Today's going to be very serious, said no one ever. But last week's was hilarious. The amount of feedback I got from that, Paul, where people were actually crying with laughter. So, yes, go back, have a bit of a listen. Do yourself a favour, as Molly used to say. So, yes.
Okay, today's serious. Let's get on with the first topic. That's as serious as I can get.
That's it. Yes.
Hey, listen, just before we get into the topics, I just want to mention the fact that a few people around Australia have problems with time with daylight saving. Of course, in Queensland, there's no daylight saving, but other states there are. But wouldn't it be good that Apple could maybe fix that up? So if you put a time for now, Marion and I have this problem all the time when we're putting flight times in. And we sometimes, it's half an hour before or half an hour. It'd be good if Apple were able to, when you put in times, if you change to another time zone, it adjusts. Wouldn't that be good?
It would, Paul.
What if we invented a little app?
It's got to go into the calendar part for it, Paul. So, you know, I think it's a good idea. I really do. And I think it's something they should look at. But I'm sure in the setting somewhere, I'm going to have to do a bit of investigation to see, because I reckon you can do it.
Oh, okay. You think you can do it already?
I reckon you can do it already, so I'll investigate that.
Richard, Instagram is huge in far north Queensland. When I came up here, people immediately said, stop tweeting. Tweeting is useless up here. It's Instagram. Now, I'm still tweeting because I happen to like tweeting, but Instagram is huge in far north Queensland. Now, to celebrate Instagram's 10th birthday, they've introduced some new features. So people listening into this here will be interested because Instagram is everywhere here.
It is, with 1 billion monthly active users, 500 million every day. Instagram really is, as part of Facebook, we've got to point that out. It really is quite huge. Two things I've introduced that I really do like as well. So they're expanding its in-app warnings that nudge users when they post a nasty comment. I think this is really good. So instead of asking users to rethink their mean comments, the new warnings will note that Instagram may actually disable your account if you repeatedly break the rules. So I think that's a really good thing on there as well. Because, you know, Instagram is basically a nice platform, but you do get some nasty comments on there sometimes.
Mm.
And for users who are on the receiving end of the offensive comments, they're testing a new feature that, you know, if somebody goes along and posts, Paul, you're a complete head, you'll never see it. They'll hide it straight away. And they will also go along and nudge you and say, hey, you shouldn't be posting that. So that's a good idea for people, you know, as well, because social media, we complain about it. Sometimes it's got lots of bullying in there as well. But, you know, this is two good features, I think, that Instagram have introduced to try and help people not get bullied.
Microsoft made some announcements, and what are they?
They've introduced a new laptop, the Surface Go laptop as well. Information's up on the website about this as well. Now, prior to their event, Microsoft's budget laptop was never budget as well. So the Surface laptops, premium laptops, you paid a premium price for them. They've actually got a smaller, cheaper version of their Surface laptop now, which has got lots of features as bigger brother. The Surface laptop weighs just a kilo, 12.4-inch display, 10th generation Intel Core processor with a 4 or 8 gig of RAM, 720p webcam, USB-C, USB-A ports, fingerprint sign-in, 13-hour battery life on there, which is great. Fast charging on there as well. Comes in three colours, blue, sandstone and platinum, but starts at $999, Paul.
Mm.
I reckon that is great. Now, I love the Surface laptop range because it's pure Windows 10. So there's no trial wear on there. There's no trial antivirus, you know, on there as well. It's just a pure Windows 10 experience. So I think it's a good idea. And well done for Microsoft for making a budget laptop during these times.
We're chatting with FabFM tech guy Richard Pascoe. Richard, don't get suckered by... Apparently there's a scam involving iPhone 12.
Yes, there is, which isn't even out yet. But there's an SMS floating around which says, "Congratulations, Paul. You've been selected to get one for free." It looks quite genuine on there as well. It's got a link for you to click. It is fake as well. Because, Paul, we still, and I keep reminding people about this, we still click 98% of SMS links. And we've got to stop doing that. So we keep believing that there's a problem with our banking account. We keep believing there's a problem with our Apple ID. And for the love of God, you ain't getting a free iPhone at all. So, you know, you listen to us on here, you know you're a bit more astute, but not everyone's as smart as you and I, Paul, when it comes to
this. That's true.
I just thought I would bring that up.
No, we're very, very smart people. Almost geniuses. I mean, we can't call ourselves geniuses because I think that's sort of self-praise, but we're very, very close to that.
Well, you got tickets on yourself today, Paul, haven't you, mate?
I brought you in on that, you see.
You did too, so yeah.
Now, you're talking about iPhone 12 and what have you. What have you heard for the very latest? Because it has been held up, hasn't it?
It has. Next week, Wednesday morning, I have to get up at the wonderful time at 3 a.m. And that was a date that I predicted, I've got to say, which I announced. I said I picked the right date. So we'll get all the announcements for the iPhone 12 that day. So, you know, for the podcast on Friday, I'll talk heavily about the new iPhone 12. Because remember, when it comes out, lots of plans and things change out there as well, because it really is the phone event that people wait for the year. Every time a new iPhone comes out, the last model goes down in price as well. So if you're looking to buy an iPhone, wait until you hear me talk about it next week. We'll give you some idea of when you should be going in to buy one. Do not buy a phone at the moment, and retailers hate me saying that.
Okay. Crap tech item of the week, a thing called, what a strange name, the Conker phone.
Now, Paul, I've never seen one of these before, but I actually ran into one during the week.
Okay.
It was amazing. And I said to the bloke, "Why on earth did you buy this?" He said, "Because it's orange and it looks reasonably tough."
Right.
That's why he bought it. And I said, "Really, where did you buy it from?" He said, "The post office sell them." So Australia Post, listen to me very carefully. Letters and parcels should be your first priority about getting them out quicker, not the stupid Conker phone. This phone is dreadful. And I'm going to read to you, Paul, some of the online review comments just to see whether everybody agrees with me, and I think they do. "Biggest piece of crap I've ever spent money on. To send an SMS is a major ordeal. It has to be done so slowly. Would not take this phone again if it was for free."
Right.
Nothing works smoothly. "Too many things wrong with it. Overheats, runs out of power so fast, it's pathetic. To start off, why would the person who designed the phone put the sleep button next to the volume button? Turning off and on the phone is a living nightmare as I clench my hands against the speaker so nobody can hear it. And finally, Paul, the phone turns hotter than the surface of the sun when I call somebody for 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. What is that doing? Why would it? What would cause that, Richard?
Poor electronic circuitry, poor battery in it. It's just, honestly, I played with this thing for 5 minutes and I said to the bloke, "Yeah, honestly, it's terrible." He said, "But it's orange."
What? Hang on, orange the new black, isn't it?
This should be orange in the new bin. So, yes.
So it makes you feel like you're on a Jetstar flight.
No, this made me feel like I'm on a Tiger Airlines flight.
Right, okay.
In relation to this, Jetstar's like the Mercedes-Benz.
Right,
so, yes.
Okay. And I can't get over the fact Australia Post is selling this because, I mean, Australia Post, they sell some good things because often they'll have those shelves full of stuff and sometimes there's some very... I have bought stuff from Australia Post inside. But the Conker phone, what are they up to? And who makes it, by the way? Who makes the Conker phone?
Conker.
Yeah, but who is Conker?
the Conquer Group, Paul, which was founded in 1995. It's Shenzhen, China.
Oh.
Paul.
Oh.
With multiple manufacturing cities in Guangdong, China as well. So, yes.
Marion and I have been there. We went over there and went to a department store there. We got away with our life. So Conquer, coming from your friends who brought you COVID-19.
Exactly right.
There you go. The Chinese virus.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll be listening to me. They monitor everything, of course. And so
they do.
Chewy on your boot, China.
There we go.
Yeah, and have they done anything about the COVID? Nothing. They haven't contributed to helping the world or anything. Do you hear anything from China now? Zip.
No. Zip. Yep.
Should call them on my Conquer phone.
Do they have any people who have got the virus over there? No, of course not.
Probably not.
They've probably disappeared, Paul, but...
I agree with Donald Trump. I think it's a conspiracy. I think they started this bloody thing. But anyway, yeah. That's a whole different thing. We're going off on a tangent, which we're going to anyway, because
we
often talk about what we don't have anymore in Australia, or the world indeed, but particularly Australia. And my
Or TV shows?
Or TV shows. Anything that we haven't got anymore, but we had when we were growing up, when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I have one, and it's a pretty simple one. The corner shop.
Well, I'd dispute you there a tiny bit, Paul.
No, but you see, you're from South Australia where they live in the 50s. So for the rest of Australia who are in the 21st century, we do not have corner shops anymore. They're all big supermarkets.
And convenience stores. You've got convenience stores up there.
Hang on a second. You can't say that one of those convenience stores, you can't say that that can equal a wonderful corner store where you'd walk in and the grocer would have a dust coat on. And he would talk to you and, we'd talk about...
Know your name.
Hello, Poppy. That was my mother's name. Hello, Poppy. Hello, yep. Paul. How are you? And he would get up on his little ladder and he would go up to the Arnott's biscuit tins and get the Arnott's biscuits out and put it in a paper bag. So ecology, the environment back then, a paper bag before plastic. And he would get the loaf of bread and also put that into some sort of package that was environmentally friendly. That corner store is gone. So don't tell me convenience stores, mate, are equal to your old-fashioned corner. Don't you tell me that.
No. No, I was nearly going to say they were natural progression, but even that's wrong.
So it is. Have I convinced you?
Oh, you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still have those in Adelaide, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. No, I don't think anybody's got a dust coat on, but yes. No.
Yeah, okay.
We still have those in Adelaide, so yeah.
What was that TV series where Open All Hours? Who was that?
Open All Hours, Arkwright,
yes.
Arkwright.
Yeah, and every time he went to the cash register, it would go ding, and he'd get nearly snap his hands off because he was trying to get into the money. And then he had his little mate on the bike, remember that?
Yeah, Ronnie Barker was very, very funny.
Ronnie,
they both were.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So what do you got?
You know what I miss from when I was growing up, one of the best TV shows that I always used to love. I've got two things today for you, Paul.
Right.
Mr. Ed.
Oh.
You used to love Mr. Ed. Think it was magical when you were a little kid, unbeknownst to us. They were probably pulling the horse with a piece of fishing line and putting stuff in his gums to make sure he talks and everything like that. So, Mr. Ed, when you were growing up...
This is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
And the guy starring in it was Alan Young.
Yes.
And I just love Mr. Ed. He was sort of more friendlier than the mule. Hang on a second, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Ed, I have got great news for you. We're going camping this weekend at Mammoth Lake in the High Sierras.
Me too?
Sure, you and me and Addison. Oh, boy. I've always wanted to get out there in the woods and just let my beard grow.
Me too. I've always wanted to let my tail grow wild.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo...
Hey, did you say old Vinegar Puss is coming too?
He could sing as well.
They could.
Good old Mr. Ed.
Along with Francis the Talking Mule as well.
Oh, I love Francis. I love Francis the Talking Mule. He was good.
How much loot you got?
$42.17.
I am going to slip you a 7-horse parlay. 7-horse parlay. Is that good?
Is that good? Look, you bet $40 to win on the first horse. Then after you win, you bet it all on the next one.
Oh.
You keep betting, you'll have $25,000 by the end of the last race.
So there is Francis getting involved in betting, in a betting scam.
Exactly right. And Chill Wills, I believe, was the voice of Francis.
Now, did you Google that?
No, I knew that one.
Yeah, well, I knew that too. Chill Wills. But who was the man just talking there who was the partner to Francis the Talking Mule?
Donald O'Connor.
Very, very good. Yes, Donald O'Connor. And what a wonderful actor he was. And I remember one of the best performances I've ever seen of Donald O'Connor was in Singing in the Rain.
Oh, yes. That was very good.
He was fabulous.
He was very good.
What's your second thing?
It's a product pull. And you might have to beep out a lot of about what I'm about to say.
Okay, stand by.
Well, we're getting ready for the black label thing, which a lot of the feedback I get, we quite enjoy this. Spurt chewing gum, Paul. Do you remember Spurt chewing gum?
Spurt chewing gum? No, I do not.
Didn't last for very long because it was a bit suggestive, Paul. So there was an ad on TV for Spurt chewing gum, and the tagline was, "What's in the middle of yours?" And it had a young lady there, so it had blokes going around saying, "No, nothing's in the middle of mine." And she remarked about how much she enjoyed her Spurt chewing gum because when she was chewing it, it literally same time.
Oh, I remember the ad now where she chewed it and it went, there was a chemical inside the gum or something that... Spurted out. And God knows what that was.
Yeah, and, you know, there were lines like, there was nothing better than having a... So it's...
we can't use that. I'll have to beep all of that. I can't use that. Why do you do this to me? You know I can't. Even on a podcast black label, I can't do that. I just can't. It's inappropriate.
It is inappropriate.
It is.
But it's part of our childhood that's gone now. Well, not childhood, but my teenage years. So, yes, because there was nothing better than giving chewing gum.
Sorry?
There was nothing better than packing a spurt chewing gum.
So, okay, yes. that's out too. That's beeped. You can't. Move on.
Move on.
Anything else?
No, that's all I've got. I've destroyed the tone now, so yes.
All right, mate. Sorry I had to beep you there. You just went over the... you just went too far.
I did too, so yes. So apologies to any of the Spurt Chewing Gum fans out there, so yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, tell us your website.
It's talktech.com.au.
And it's fantastic. Got all the information there. Chat to you next week, mate.
Thanks, Paul.